Janae has made her way over from the across the street area.
Yep. How are you? Long walk.
Long walk. Jeez. We gotta work on you there, dear. You need the wind blowing behind you, too, so you can make it over here?
Yep.
Yeah, I get that. You brought guests with you today.
I have brought Jason and Keith. They are one of our newest chamber members. They're from Heritage Exteriors out of Wilmer.
Good morning.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Heritage Exteriors. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we are an exteriors company out of Wilmer, Minnesota. We started about 12 years ago in 2012, actually. And we do roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Okay. And we service most of central Minnesota.
Okay.
Yep.
How did you get connected with the Chamber of Commerce here?
We're a member of the Chamber in Wilmer.
Yep.
And so we were just kind of expanding. We've got more people that are working in this area here.
Sure.
And we thought it just made sense to of course, come on board here and just join partnerships with you guys.
So do you have independent contractors? Is that pretty much how you're working? Or do they work with out of your business?
Well, that's a great question. We've grown to where we've got 35 employees.
Okay.
And so we've got estimators, sales staff, about 13 of those that go around and work off of kind of in the areas that they live.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the estimating. And then we've got all of that. We do have subcontractors that do some of our roofing and some of our siding. But we also have about a dozen in-house carpenters that do things. We're an Anderson certified contractor, so we do a lot of window installation. So we have our own carpenters that do kind of the specialty stuff and finish carpentry things as well.
Very good. You probably already said it in that blurb there, but what are some of the things you offer?
We do, roofing is kind of our main thing. We do roofing, siding, windows. Like Keith mentioned, we're certified with Anderson now. We're really going to be stepping up our window game in the next couple months. Actually, we already have. We hired a really good guy out of a different company that we were actually buying from. And he's going to help us take us to the next level with the windows.
Yeah.
With that, gutters. What else did I miss? We do a little bit of interior stuff, but not much.
Okay.
Not a whole lot of that.
We've had a lot of storms, so we do a lot of storm work by proxy, because we've had a bunch in the area. We do a lot of retail work, but we've been doing so much storm work in the last several years that we, like, for instance, decks, custom-built decks and stuff, we just kind of gotten away from that a little bit just because it's so hard, you can't do it all, right?
Yeah.
I come from a background, so Jason's been a carpenter building homes and roofing up in the St. Cloud area since he graduated from high school. And then about 20 years ago, I started in the industry, and I did a little bit of that too. I even worked for him when he first started. But I started doing the insurance restoration business about 20 years ago, 2004-ish. And so I have a unique specialty in that area. Yep. So when storms come through, we're very good at working with the insurance companies, kind of going through, dissecting what the insurance companies are expected of and what you should expect from your insurance company should you have damage to your home.
Decks have gotten a little elaborate.
They have.
People like to make big decks, don't they?
Oh, they do. Yep. So, and they're very expensive. You know, with the new products that came out, great products, but the maintenance-free stuff, but yes, they've gotten to be very expensive.
It's amazing, too, the number of things that people forget about on their exteriors. There's a lot of things to do.
Yes. I guess there's, when we come out to a project, we kind of try to look at the project as far as, if you wanted windows, maybe that's the time to do an entire makeover. You do a full facelift on there, and that's kind of what we've been really training our people to focus on with our customers, is to say, let's take a look and see what we're going to do here. It doesn't really make sense to put siding on if we should be looking at windows that are 20, maybe sometimes 30, 40 years old. And so we really, and we offer financing too. We've got a litany of different finance companies that can help out to make that happen. But when you do look at a house, to do the full facelift is really, that's the time to start looking at doing everything.
Right.
You know, to get yourself looking brand new.
What would you say is probably the most frequent thing that you end up doing on an exterior of a home?
I'd say roofing. You know, we really specialized in the roofing aspect of everything. It's hands down, that's the majority of our business is the roofing. But siding after that, usually gutters go along with the roof. That's a good time to get your gutters done is with the roof also.
Yep.
But,
you know, you hear the horror stories of storm goes through and you get these people coming in that are just pounding on people's doors saying, hey, you got to get your roof fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But you need somebody up there to look at it, don't you? Guys like you to take a look and see what's really going on.
Yeah. You know, and here's the value with that. I hear so many times that people are like, I don't have damage, or I don't, you know, my adjuster said I don't have anything. Well, I say this. You probably don't have an umbrella over your home.
Yes, good point.
If everybody has damage around you and they're getting the roofs replaced around you, it's likely that you have damage too. Now, every roof is created differently. I mean, you might have a 20 or 2-year-old shingle and somebody's got a 20-year-old, and some shingles hold up better than others. So there's a lot of factors. But here's the other thing. We like to just kind of slow an adjuster down. It's very important that whether it's us or whoever you have, make sure you have somebody trust that's there whenever possible to meet an adjuster. Just to slow it down, go through a fine-tooth comb. I mean, there's a lot of adjusters will just show up. A lot of the nowadays, they don't even get on the roof. They'll kind of look at it from the ground and say, no, they'll climb up the ladder, look at the edge of the roof. No, you want them to really go check everything out. Look around the house, check the windowsills, check everything, and really just kind of do a comprehensive evaluation of the damage they have done have to your home.
For sure.
And a lot of the times, you can't even see the damage very good. You know, for a normal eye, you will see it in the years. You know, if you get a good hailstorm to come through, you will see it in the next 5 years. You'll see the spots really starting to show up, because a lot of times the mat is damaged underneath that. That's holding the granules. That's letting go. So, you may not think you have damage, but you really need someone that know what they're looking at. Look at it.
And the minute that drip hits you in the forehead, you should. Doggone it, I should have done that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by that point, it might be even too late. Now, these insurance companies are getting really tough too. You know, there's a lot of, a lot of storms going out there. It has been, you know, very spendy for them in the last couple of years especially. But you've got a 2-year limit now to call it an anniversary date that you have to file the claim and get that claim handled. And they're even getting tougher now. They're making it now 6 months or 30 days, 90 days. Every insurance company's a little different.
Yep.
But they're making it harder to file the claim, making it harder to get. I mean, you really just got to get it done and get it wrapped up, or they just won't pay it out.
For sure.
And so it's really important to just kind of, when the storm goes through, just have somebody come out and take a look at it that knows what they're looking at.
Sure. So folks need to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
Yeah, so there's several different ways. Our phone number is 320-796-5001, or they can go to our website, which is www.heritage-exteriors.com to get a hold of us, too. Okay. Of course, we're on Facebook as well all that. So.
Well, you got to have a social media presence.
Yes,
Can't be without it these days.
And they're everywhere. You know, it just seems like they're coming out of the woodworks where we're supposed to be, and we try to do, and we've got billboards up.
Yeah.
We do radio ads. We do a lot of different things, we try to get ourselves out there, but,
Well, I happen to know some guys that could help you with radio ads.
Well, we're in the right spot, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, for sure.
It's great to have you here, and good luck with what you got going on over here in the Litchfield area.
And thank you for having us. Again, thanks to you, Janae. We're looking forward to the partnership with you guys, and we will... we'll make this a great partnership.
Well, and I think this chamber has been one that works really hard, and I think you'll find they'll be very, very good for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
likewise.
Cool.
We're looking forward to it, too. Did you want to tell them a little bit about your service area so that people kind of know where you service out to?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a we service all of Minnesota, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
We do travel to other states too. We end up find ourselves. We were just down in Galveston, Texas here.
No
kidding. 2 weeks ago, yeah, working on a fertilizer plant down there. But yeah, we do travel all over central Minnesota. We go wherever somebody calls us that needs some work done.
Okay.
And we'll take a look at it and assess it and see if we can help you out. And yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds like you're doing things right.
Thank you.
All right. You bet. Janae, anything else you want to finish up with?
Just a reminder that we have our online auction for the chamber coming up. It's March 18th through the 22nd. Steffes is our sponsor for that, along with all of the chamber businesses who have donated items or put together baskets.
Sure.
And you can go to their website and find our auction page there and kind of check out some of the items that are already listed.
Okay.
So, but the bidding doesn't actually start till March 18th and then wraps up March 22nd.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And there you go. There's your Chamber Chat here on KLFD.